The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com. BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Hi, everyone. Chauncey here. And boy, doesn't it feel good to be in the month of May? I mean, flowers are blooming. Morels are in the woods. We're catching crappie, bass, salmon, catfish. Turkey hunting is kind of winding down in northern Illinois, but western Michigan, they're kicking in with turkey season. Wisconsin's turkey season's going crazy. I mean, there is so much to do in the woods, I don't know where to begin. However, I do know where to begin. On this week's show, we're going to have a couple interesting people. Well, actually, one interesting person and a whole group of interesting people. First of all, we're going to have Brian Anderson, the Tick Terminator. He was on about a little over a month ago talking about those blood-sucking little critters that we can catch, pick up in more places than you really want to know about. And we're going to talk about how to prevent them from grabbing onto you and sucking the blood out of you, and also maybe injecting you with Lyme disease. It's very important from a tick. So there's a lot of things we're going to talk with him about. And you can get these even in your own backyard, which that's where I've gotten a couple of mine from. So that has me aware of all of this. And after Brian, we're going to be talking with a young group of anglers from Plainfield South High School fishing team and their Take a Vet Fishing program that they ran on Bangs Lake. When a young adult has an idea and makes it work, all I can say is the world is going to be better in the long run. Really. These kids are took an idea and ran with it. Take a Vet Fishing program. You can't miss it. It's a great event that they're doing. And then we'll have in our last segment of the show, the infamous Aiden Fishing Report, along with some other outdoor news and more fishing reports from around the Midwest. And we're just going to try to keep you posted and up to date on as much as we humanly can. So pour yourself a cup of coffee, maybe have some soda pop. Have a sandwich if it's in the middle of the day and you overslept, or if you're listening to us on the stream on ESPN Chicago app, which is a free download. Nothing wrong with that. So let's kick back, enjoy the show, and let's have some fun in the great outdoors with your buddy, Chauncey.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You gone fishing?
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
There's your hoe out in the sun.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, well, we're in a secret place right now because we've got a whole bunch of guys in a garage, which seems normal to me. But really, we're with the Plainfield South High School Cougars. This is their fishing team, so they must be the fishing Cougars, I guess. I'm not quite sure. But we're with senior Justin right now. Justin, what are you guys doing?
Well, we are going to be raising money for Take a Vet Fishing, Operation Pay Them Back, and Wakanda Boat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to be raising money for that so veterans can call up and to Wakanda Boat and reserve a raft pontoon boat, raft fishing boats for them to go out and fish Bangs Lake for the day.
Oh, so that's because Wakanda Boat is right there on Bangs Lake, correct?
And yes, correct, with Lake County Water Sports with them.
Mm-hmm. And this is such a cool program because, you know, you're giving back to these veterans, and it gives them the chance to enjoy themselves. It gives them a chance of feeling thanked, I guess is the right word. You're saying thank you to them. And when you said pontoon boats, you really spiked my interest, because I have found fishing on a pontoon boat is a heck of a lot easier than fishing in a bass boat at times. And as we all mature in age, now, you know, Justin, you and Jerry and Tim and Matthew that are there, the other team members, don't understand that right now. But there are guys standing around you that are understanding what I mean, that down the road, you're going to like the pontoon boat also. You know, and that's such a cool item to do, that you're doing this for the vets and you're doing this with them so they can get a chance to go out fishing on Bangs Lake, enjoy a day out there. They just, as you mentioned, go through that and stuff like that. How many years has the club been working on this program? I know I was there several years ago.
Well, it's 7 years minus COVID, so...
Yeah, so let's just call it 8. And after I've had so many COVID conversations today, I'm adding a year to everything, you know. But you know, it's such a cool thing to do that, you know. And the other students now, is Jerry near you at Bodell? Hey, Jerry, you're a senior, not a senior. You're a sophomore at Plainfield South High School. So this is your first year or second year that you're doing it because of that COVID thing.
We'll call it 1.5.
1.5. Hey, we'll call it 1. That's fine with me, okay? I mean, what's it like when you were, you know, doing this with the veterans? I mean, did you get, you must have got a good feeling.
Well, actually, Chauncey, this is Pat Scanlon, the head coach.
Okay.
These guys the freshmen haven't had the opportunity to actually get out there with a veteran yet.
Right.
This year, because of COVID, in order to get the permit, we weren't able to take veterans out with high school students just due to the risk of spreading. So unfortunately, Jeremy hasn't had that opportunity yet.
Mm-hmm.
But he's seen the pictures. We talk a lot about it with the team. So
yeah,
I'm sure.
Oh, exactly.
I'm sure you can imagine.
Yeah. And that was Coach Scanlon, everybody, just so you know. But I mean, you know, this year, you know, you've got, you've got Tim and Matthew there from the team, but I mean, do you have other students that are part of this program that day out there?
We're going to have a total of 14 anglers from our team, and we're working with the Illinois Bass Fishing Coaching Association.
Mm-hmm.
And their ICAST series. This is actually part of their tournament series, and there's going to be 30 boats total with high school students from all over the state. And all competing for a spot to go to their state tournament down in Clinton Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be a total of 60 anglers out there, high school anglers from all across the state.
Okay. How about if I talk to Tim or Matthew, either one of them? I have a couple questions for them. I am going to ask you the same question that I ask the elite anglers, that whether they're an elite angler at the Bassmaster Classic or they got a spot through the to go to the Classic through winning an open tournament and stuff like that. They're kind of like, I call them the weekend warriors. That's what I am. But I ask them all the same question. I'm going to ask you the question. So how do you prepare yourself for this tournament that might get you to go to the state championship? So, I mean, have you gone through your gear? Have you... made sure your hooks are so sharp that they will just, you know, lace your thumb open. Don't do that, though. you know, and I mean, have you looked at a map of Bangs Lake to figure out what you have out there?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, that's sort of part of the experience to
mm-hmm.
get ready for the tournament.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
cool.
Getting all the correct equipment that you need for the things that you need to catch.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's good. Now, what are some of your favorite baits to throw confident bait?
Some of my favorite baits to throw are usually stuff that's flashy, like spinner baits,
mm-hmm.
and stuff that makes a lot of noise, like crank baits or jerk baits.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And some of the other stuff I like to throw are usually swim baits and topwater baits, like frogs.
Right. Now, when you're throwing a frog, they're great baits, but they're also my nemesis. Because I cannot tell you how many times I've been working a frog, and all of a sudden the water explodes, the fish has the frog, and I pop the rod, and the frog goes flying past me.
Yeah, sometimes fishing a frog can be hard, but watching them blow up out of the water like that is pretty cool and fun.
Oh, it is. It is. It's fun. It's cool. It's stuff like that. Well, that's kind of a good, that's a good thing. Now, the other freshman that you have there, Tim Raduca. Tim, are you there?
Yes.
What are some of your favorite baits that you're going to use in this tournament on Bangs Lake?
I'm a big for finesse fisherman, so I like throwing, like, shaky heads, biz bait shaky heads with some fishhawk jigs.
Mm-hmm.
Usually my two favorite things are using a fishhawk jig with a Reaction Innovation Sea Beaver and just flipping it into brush piles. And then fishing the biz bait shaky head with a Dizzy Diamond, throwing it up, you know, at the rocks and stuff. And it just gives me a lot of fish, you know. That's what he had a lot of success on at Egypt, was using the biz bait shaky heads.
Well, that's, you know, I like to use plastics also. I mean, you know, whether it's a plastic worm, I like to, you know, Texas rig them. I mean, you know, I don't want to say I'm lazy, okay? but I love pre-rigged worms with a good swivel in front of them. And, boy, you could really bang some nice bass out of, you know, heavy cover with those things.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a cool thing. Are you excited about this tournament?
Oh, yes, very excited. I'm excited about all these tournaments. This is my first year.
No, well, you have to be. You have to be. Now, you do know that go to college on a fishing scholarship.
Yes.
Okay. I wish I had that when I was years younger. I had to muffle my voice because I would have a heart attack here. But, I mean, to go to a school, McKendree and Bethel, and there's a bunch of other ones. You know, the University of Illinois has a fishing team. I mean, there are so many fishing teams that, you know, have this availability for us, not for us, for you guys, that it's just a marvelous concept to do. And when you heard about the fishing team doing this, what did you feel about, you know, trying to help the veterans out with this program?
You know, I was really happy because, you know, the troops went and, you know, fought for our country and did a lot of stuff so that we can have our freedom. And, you know, I think, you know, giving back to the veterans is a really good thing. You know, my dad was a Marine himself, Semper Fi.
Boy's well trained. The boy is well trained. Tim, you just made my day. You just made my day.
Ours too, Chuck.
Semper Fi. Okay. But I mean, that's. But see, you've learned. You're giving back to them. They're appreciative of it, and that's the important thing. And there, you know, guys like Justin are basically, he's going to be in college next year. It's going to be between you, Jerry, and Matthew to carry this tradition on. And that's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, and you're gonna do very well with it. You are gonna do very, very, very well with it. I'm very sure you're gonna do well. Now, you know, can I talk to one of the coaches? Who do you want to give it to me?
Coach Lenny.
Okay, Lenny Bedell.
Yeah.
Hey, Lenny, you're the adult in the room. You hope. When you're looking at these young anglers and what they're doing for this veteran program, what kind of a feeling you got inside?
I think it's a great feeling, especially these young guys, you know, doing something for the vet. You know, it makes us all proud.
Exactly. And, I mean, and that's it. It's them taking up the leadership to do these things, to be part of it, to go with it. Now, you also were one of the boat dads, right?
Yeah.
The boat dads, and whether you're a boat dad or you're just somebody with a boat that, you know, is on in boat with the kids.
Not really. We school them a little bit. You know, we make sure they have their homework done, if you want to say.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then, you know, that's good. But, I mean, you know, you can't help them land the fish or anything like that. That's all on them, right?
That's all on them.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do that.
They do a good job at it.
I know they do a good job. I know they do a good job. But, you know, there's another adult there, Mike Ponks, is it?
Correct.
Have you seen a growth in their understanding of the environment and fishing?
Oh, absolutely. And I've only taken them to two tournaments, but from the first tournament to the second tournament, working together, it was amazing how fast you usually have two anglers to a boat.
Yeah.
But the teamwork between the anglers is pretty cool to watch.
Cool.
Especially when they catch a fish, because the excitement is unreal.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a lot of fun just to be out on the water and to watch the kids, how they interact and work together.
No, good. Is Coach Bob around? If somebody, you guys are raising, how are you raising the money for the program?
Multiple ways. The biggest thing that we're doing, all the proceeds that we're getting from the ICAST tournament, we're donating right back into the Wilford Banks Lake Advisory Committee for stocking the lake, number one.
And then
we're kicking in other money for Operation Pay Them Back. But the biggest thing we got going, Coach Pat started a GoFundMe page, and we're over $1,000, correct?
Yeah.
We're over $1,000, and that's going directly right to takeavetfishing.org.
I want people to know where they can send some money to help this program.
Yeah, I think the best way, if you go on to the GoFundMe site and you just search Take a Vet Fishing, you should see that pop up as one of the top three or four searches there.
Okay.
So GoFundMe.com and Take a Vet Fishing.
Okay.
It might be .org, actually.
It is
GoFundMe.org.
GoFundMe.org. And I want people, if you're gonna jump and help the Plainfield South High School raise money for this program and everything, you know what? As they say, give until it hurts a little bit. It'll make you feel better, okay? Give until it hurts a little bit, because you know that you're doing it for the kids and the vets and a great program, right?
We have some sponsors that have been with us that have helped us through the years for all this.
Sure. Who are they?
What Kind of Boat, Lake County Water Sports, Wizard Custom Tackle, Fishhog Jigs, and then BizBait. All the kids are going to get BizBait Tackle and Fishhog and Wizard Custom Tackles in their, each one's going to get a tackle bag. Lake County Water Sports and What Kind of Boat obviously helping out and having the site there and provide a beautiful atmosphere and relaxing day. And they came up with the idea with that Operation Pay Them Back. And then the high school kids came up with Share Your Boat with a Veteran. And that's how we changed it and put the veterans in the boat with us and the kids, other than this year and then the first year when we started. So due to COVID, we're going back to old school, and we're donating all the proceeds to the Operation Pay Them Back and takeavetfishing.org.
And I'm glad BizBaits is part of it, because they're one of the sponsors of Chauncey's Great Outdoor, the BizBaits are.
Oh, awesome.
Well, listen, I want to thank, you know, Justin, Jerry, Tim, Matthew, Pat, Lenny, Mike. Yeah, you too, Bob. And
and Jeremy.
And Jeremy. And, okay. And, you know, for all coming on the show, and get out there, catch some fish, and I'm sure I'll get a report from Bob after the tournament of who won and everything like that, okay? Okay, guys. Thanks so much. That's Plainfield South High School Cougars, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say, "Hey, we want some crappie!"
Hey, we want some crappie!
Let me hear you say, "Hey, we want some crappie!"
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know, spring has sprung, sap is running, the maple trees are dropping all those little helicopters as they come down to the ground. I kind of remember playing with them as a kid all the time. But on the phone with me right now, we have the Chick Terminator, Brian Anderson. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Chauncey. Glad to see you. Glad to see you here in Voices, right?
That's right.
I remember those maple trees. I used to cut those little things, those little helicopters, and I'd put them in my tongue, in my mouth, and blow on them. You know, like they made a little sound with them. I remember doing that years ago.
I'm going to have to try that. Hey, Brian, the reason I'm calling you, we talked a little over a month ago, and we were talking about, like, turkey hunting and stuff like that, because it was just starting up in a number of states, but... You know, the weather has improved. You know, I had to cut the grass two or three times already. So my question to you is, you know, the ticks that I have found myself, yes, I found a couple when I've been out doing some, you know, things, but, you know, your backyards are prime examples of, you know, you're going to be working in your yard the next month or so, aren't you? You know, tomorrow.
I just cut my grass for the first time the other day. We're just starting to do that here now because the leaves aren't even out yet, but they're starting to bud.
Yeah, and so I mean, you know, I would think that there's a little concern for those critters that seem to be their own pandemic, for lack of a better term, the ticks. But this is also Tick Awareness Month, isn't it? Or I should say Lyme Disease Awareness Month. That's right. I apologize, everybody. Don't send me hate mail. Lyme Disease Awareness Month, where, you know, that's a very dangerous disease you can get from only one little critter, right?
Exactly, yeah. And the thing with ticks are, this time of year, the small ticks that were born last summer are now what they call a nymph tick, and they are so small they're the size of a poppy seed. Literally, a poppy, like on a poppy seed bagel, they're that size.
Mm.
I remember seeing them in a picture of one time on a poppy seed bagel. Somebody put them down there, and next to poppy seeds, you could hardly, from a distance, you could hardly even tell them apart. So those ones that are so small that you can barely see can be just as lethal as a full-blown adult if they have Lyme disease. So it doesn't have to be adults. You can still get them from those tiny ones. And actually, they're responsible for most people getting tick-borne diseases because they are so small. They're so easy to overlook. They could be on your shoelace, and you wouldn't even hardly notice them.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, you don't
that's why it's important to prepare.
Yeah, you don't get the Lyme disease from a tick crawling on you. You get it when they grip onto you.
Correct. They need to be on there for a while. Some people say 24 hours or more. And, you know, so what the best thing to do is when you're outdoors working, you know, whether it's gardening or, you know, sprucing up the lawn, you know, that spring, you know, a leaf litter, you're getting rid of that. They like to hide in that for the wintertime. You may, you know, kind of help rouse them up, you know, and get them going. Doing a tick check at the end of the day is, is very important. I even do it, and I treat all my clothes. You know, to prepare myself as best I can. And I still do tick checks. I rarely get one, but you never know. Even in the best circumstances, they could still get through.
Yeah, well, that's very true. Now, another thing that I wanted to ask you about, you know, ticks during the month of May. I know you are not a Lyme disease expert. You know what it is, you know, and all that stuff. You basically have a great program of how to not get them on your body.
Correct.
Which I think is fantastic. But if, you know, just in my own personal experience, if you get a tick that latches onto you, I went to the doctor several years ago, and, you know, he's checking me for an annual physical. And, you know, he's going over my your chest and the arms, and he's going over my back, and he says to me, "So when were you in the woods?" I go, "Huh?" He goes, "When were you in the woods?" And I had to think for a second. I go, "Oh, Saturday and Sunday. Why?" He says, "Give me your phone." Okay. Takes a picture. Shows me my camera. And he goes, I go, "What's that?" He goes, "That's a tick. I had one that, you know, grabbed on between my shoulder blades. And I have no idea how long it was there. But because the doctor saw it, he took it off properly. And then he just prescribed an antibiotic for a few days to stop anything. If you catch it early enough, there are preventive things you can do, and that's not Brian saying it, but that's, you know, my experience with my doctor, to, you know, stop anything like that. But the trick here is, with spring and you're planting flowers and vegetable plants and weeding, and you're on your hands and knees, people think of spraying their pants and shoes with the permethrin. Is it? Am I saying it right?
Permethrin, yeah.
Yeah, permethrin. But if you're on your hands and knees, you need to be spraying a bigger area, right?
Yeah. I spray my pants, or my shoes, socks, pants, shirt, and even my ball cap, you know, that I wear, and with permethrin. And that's kind of like an armor over me.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to back up to what you were saying there. You were exactly right. I mean, that doctor did the right thing. He may have noticed what kind of tick it was. Could have been a deer tick, and they're the ones that you know, typically are responsible for, you know, transmitting Lyme. But he put you on antibiotic. It's probably doxycycline. I'm not a doctor here.
Yeah, me
neither. That's normally what it is. And it's all about early detection and early treatment in the beginning. Had you gone to that doctor maybe several months later for that, it was, man, that was a stroke of luck for you there.
Mm-hmm.
And that tick would have fallen off by then because they're only on about 2 to 3 days. And, you know, you could have had a bullseye rash. You could have had achy joints, flu-like symptoms, and you wouldn't have not have known that it was from a tick. But that's the typical signs of tick-borne diseases are what I just mentioned, achy joints, flu-like symptoms, you know, a bullseye rash sometimes or an infected, you know, bite. So they're very similar to COVID even, too. But COVID is respiratory issues along with the achy joints, flu-like symptoms, and feeling crappy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
yeah.
It's all about early detection, Chauncey. That is what it's all about,
yeah.
You know, early detection.
And you said it was very important. Like, you know, you're spraying your shirt. You're spraying, you know, the pant. You're not spraying them when you're wearing them, folks. You got to spray them and let them dry before.
That's the best way to do it, yeah. I know people that do it that way. It'll work wet, but it's so much more convenient, you know, to spray them the night before.
Yeah.
And then with permethrin, the cool thing about it is you could probably spray them now, and you'd be set for like a month and a half with it because you don't have to do it every day. That's the cool thing about permethrin. It binds to the fabric and stays there,
mm-hmm.
Even through several launderings, washings, and it still remains effective. So, you know, unlike DEET, which is wonderful for skin, you have to do it every day. But permethrin, you know, adheres to the fabric and will stay there for, you know, several weeks and probably a good month, depending on how you mix it, which is the cool thing about it. And it's odorless. You know, it goes on any fabric. You know, you don't put on plastic, of course. But any, you know, gear, pants, mm-hmm. you know, hikers use it for their tents and backpacks and, you know, linemen use it on their gear and outdoor workers, you know, we go through a lot of it.
Yeah, but it's
by the pallet to some companies.
Yeah, but it's so much you have to think about it. Even fishermen, you're walking a bank,
you're
sitting in a chair, you're taking your dog out to a dog park, and you know, the dog could get the ticks. You don't spray your dog, by the way. You know, there's other, you know, things, you know, for your dog that you can purchase or, you know, see your vet to find out about preventing ticks. That's the best thing for a dog. Go visit your vet. And if you haven't seen the vet in a while, your dog needs to see the vet. But, you know, you can get it in so many different ways, a tick. People just don't think about it. It's not that big fly thing or a mosquito that's bugging you or one of those little gnats that bugs it, you know, flies in your ears. These things just pop in and they're quiet. And they grab on and have a little bit of breakfast or lunch and then let go in a day or two. This whole seems like it keeps getting worse and worse. Is there anything that's going to stop the, you know, expansion of ticks?
I don't know. Some people blame a little bit on, we'll call it climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a little warmer. So that gives them more chances during the winter. They don't die off hardly at all in the winter anyways around our areas.
Yeah.
Because, see, they dive down into leaf litter and then snow comes on. Snow is a wonderful insulator. There's not much die-off at all. So they're, I mean, it's kind of like a mosquito. How do you get rid of all the mosquitoes? It's the same thing with ticks. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just can't do it. I mean, they're... We live more in rural areas now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are moving, like, in country areas.
Sure.
So we get more that way. We have plenty of animals out there. You know, the mice are what give the ticks, typically Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on deer. You know, they winter through the deer, stand on the back of a deer through the winter in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing.
Yeah, they're tough to get rid of.
It's one of the little creatures of the world that has a purpose, but we just haven't quite figured it all out yet. But and it's we need to prepare ourselves, do the right things, and go forward, and not lock yourself up in the house. Just get out, enjoy the outdoors, do it smartly. Spray your clothing down the proper way, and don't worry about it. And if you do find one, take it off properly. If it's in you, go see your doctor the next day. You know, it'll be the best thing.
If you use a tweezer, go right down to the skin level and, you know, take it off that way. You don't want to grab it by the body, which we've all done, because then it kind of squeezes it and you're kind of, you know, making it mad and you're ticking off a tick. And they'd be more apt to puke the bad stuff in you, sometimes even while taking them off. So take them off like that, or use a little thing called a tick key that grabs right at the very base. But like I say, the whole thing that I do is all about prevention. I mean, I have a website called thetickterminator.com, the Tick Terminator, where people can go in and they can order that permethrin, and it lasts a long time. It's a concentrate, you know, right in the front page there that lasts a long time. You know?
Cool.
Okay. Well, very, very cost effective.
Once again, what was the name of the site?
The Tick Terminator. They'll see my smiling face on there, the crazy guy me.
The Tick Terminator. Check it out. And, you know, like I says, a little bit of work before you go out in the great outdoors is going to save you tons of pain and aggravation down the road if you find a little friend called a tick somewhere on your body.
Okay. So if somebody knows a hunter, a fisherman, a hiker, backpacker, you know, a gardener, like we talked about in the beginning, you know, somebody gardening like my mom does. I spray my mom's clothes here this time of year throughout the summer. So she's protected when she's out there kneeling in the weeds and stuff, too.
Cool.
So,
all right, my friend. Well, Brian, thanks so much for coming on and talking to us a little bit about ticks and tick management on Lyme Disease Awareness Month here in May. And just enjoy the outdoors, but be careful in the outdoors, okay?
That's right.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577, and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!"
and Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Like a fool, what a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think.
Hey everybody, good morning. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you're having a good time this morning. Let's get into some outdoor news. First of all, the Department of Natural Resources are seeking new applicants who love the outdoors and want a career in law enforcement and public safety. They're hiring 25 new conservation officers by the month of December. If you're interested, go to the Illinois Conservation Police website or the IDNR website and do a search engine search for conservation officer applications. That's going to be the easiest one to do to get that information. But that's a great way for you to get out and be take a love of the outdoors and do it with public safety. Longer days and warmer temps mean people are out on the water more. We felt it when we were up on in Hayward last weekend for the Wisconsin opener. And let me tell you, it was beautiful. But people need to realize that last weekend they lost three more people through boating accidents in the state of Wisconsin. These accidents probably could have been prevented if you wore a life jacket. That's the main key. Yes, inexperience, inattention, recklessness, speeding are all things that will, you know, cause watercraft crashes, but wearing a life jacket will many times over save your life. It's very, very important. We have coming on next week, I think it is Tim Derry, from the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, and we'll be talking with him about boater safety and so many new boaters that are out there. It's very, very, it's something we all need to worry about. Wildlife biologists in the state of Michigan have confirmed that in Massaday Lake, the mute swans that were killed were actually died from a parasitic flatworm. These were because they were ingesting a freshwater snail. Wow. Some local residents thought it might have been a chemical or something with some form of poison that they had. But when they did the animal autopsy, they found that they died from a simple, it's not a simple disease, but it's a hard disease to say. It's called the Verminous Hemorrhagic Ulcerative Enteritis. Wow. I hope I got that right. Is what caused their death. And parasitic flatworm that is passed from the birds when they ingest these freshwater snails. State of Maine has got Mother's Day free fishing license weekend. You know what? I think we should do that. All free fishing weekends need to be around Mother's Day and Father's Day throughout the country. That way you're spending the day with your two favorite people, whether it's your mom or your dad, and you're out fishing and having a great time. And remember, every day is Mother's Day. And for a gift, I'd buy her a new rod and reel. I did for mine many years ago, and you know what? It was better than buying her a dozen roses. She loved it much, much more. Remember that. Okay, now let's hear from Captain Tony out on the big pond somewhere. Hey, Tone, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Chauncey. How are you?
Buddy, you keep sending me photos on Diamond Ghost Charters, you know, Facebook page. What are you doing out there, dude?
Oh, the cohos are crazy out there. They're just jumping in the boat. It's like they don't want to stay in the water. They just want to get in your cooler and stock up your freezer with cohos.
Want to stock up your They're like, we don't want to be out there.
No. It's terrible, man. It's like, you know, we were out there this morning, two-man limit. What was it? Like an hour and 45 minutes or something like that. It was crazy.
Yeah. Hey, so, I know that the lake is constantly changing. Have you been, you know, staying tighter? You've been running out that deeper water area, you said?
Well, the water got clearer, so we've been moving offshore a little bit. Not much, you know, 50 feet, you know, around there. And you find the bait, stick with the bait, you know. I mean, they're hungry. They're looking for food. We're not that far from the harbor mouth, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe half mile at the most. I said, but you know what? The fish are there. Just put your time in. You start getting bites, stay on them.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tony, I know one of the best times to go out on Lake Michigan, and I know you have to adjust your schedules for people. Not you, Tony, because you're there. You know, Captain Tony's on the boat. But, you know, something during the, you know, if you can get out middle of the week, boy, you could have a beautiful day and the lake to yourself.
Oh, right. You know, it's got plenty of time during the week to fish. If you can get a day off of work or if you're working from home, just, you know, put the phone on the side so they think you're on the phone and come out and fish. Tell them you got salmonitis.
Yeah, salmonitis. I get salmonitis all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, but no, now's the time to stock the freezers, to catch some nice cohos. You know, the weather, like you said, is pretty crazy. It's raining. It's not raining. It's windy. You know, so dress to the Jesus and bring all your clothes with you and come on out and fish.
Yeah, and if it gets warm, you just take it off. What's your favorite baits right now?
Right now, probably blue, green, gold, tied to the hook, small double odd Dodgers, probably aqua, little boy blue, anything with black in it's pretty good right now, too. Couple spoons are working, a couple purple stingers, you know, and so forth, mix it up, you know, but it don't take much to catch these cohos. They're hungry.
Yeah. Okay. And if somebody wants to set up a charter with you, especially during the week, charter is perfect timing to go. Because I know weekends get a little bit tough because people have been booking early and stuff like that.
Very few weekend days left. Couple weekend afternoons, but weekdays there's a few open here and there, so you can get out. I would call the office at area code 847-838-2037. If no one answers, just leave a message and someone will get back to you. All my pricing and other information is on my website at www.diamondghostcharters.com.
Sounds good, my friend. And what are we all yelling?
By the way, I just signed up for Instagram, so I've been putting pictures on Instagram, too.
Very good, Tone. Very good. Getting into the high-tech
I'm moving up in the world here.
Moving up.
Moving on up.
Okay, Tony, what is everybody else on your boat? Fish on. Take care, my friend.
Everyone be safe out there. Stay warm and catch the fish.
That's Captain Tony on Diamond Ghost. Well, on Braidwood Lake, action's not too bad. A lot of fish. You got to work to get some keepers, but you're doing okay in many areas there. Water temp on the hot side is in the upper 70s. Lower side, cool side, probably closer to 70 degrees, 70, 72 degrees right now. But you need to be pitching those plastic baits at the shoreline. That'll get you to do some work. Some crankbaits will also probably take some fish. Not a bad day, if you ask me. In Willow Slough in Indiana, we're getting crappie reports from a couple of people down there. Said, Chauncey, we're doing real good. You better come down here because we're not going to send you any.
Nice guys. But up at our friends at the Chain of Lakes, our good buddies from Blarney Bassmaster said catfish are doing pretty good on sunny stinkbait or night crawlers. Crappie, if you can find them, you're catching a good numbers, and size is very, very impressive. White bass are anywhere between 5 and 7 feet of water. Meps, spinners, small twister tails, jigs, something like that to get their attention. Walleye are fair, and you got to be just off the bottom, not on the bottom, just off the bottom to maybe get them to entice a bite. And you could try some crankbaits too and pick up some fish that way. There's nothing wrong with that. Chicago River, my buddies down there have been saying that they've been working the pilings near the bridges, and they're getting catfish, bass, and crappies. Nothing great size on the crappies and the bass, but some nice catfish they took out of the Chicago River in downtown. Wisconsin, we were up there for the big Wisconsin opener in Hayward area, and we were out fishing with a good new friend of ours, JB. He's a resident there, and boy, did we get into fish. We caught pike. We caught crappie. We caught walleye. And yes, it even happens to the chaunts. The walleye were a quarter inch short of being legal. So I could feel the pain of you guys. I understand. Quarter inch short, they had to go back. But we had so much fun catching all kinds of stuff. We started out cold. By that time, it was 1 o'clock. We were looking to go to our, just, you know, pair of shorts and a T-shirt. It was 82 degrees. It was unbelievable weather. And you know what? I would definitely check that out if you're going to be looking to do some fishing on some beautiful weather. Up in Lake Geneva, the water's still pretty cold up there, but you can get some largemouth bass working the shoreline, piers, anything like that. Those are good signs. Panfish, I would say slip bob or small hook. You can catch a bunch of them. There's nothing wrong with that. We have a report from our medical team and friend team. Our Dr. Gross is up with Dan Basor fishing up in Sturgeon Bay, and they are spanking the smallmouth bass. They are spanking them. He sent me a picture, 3 different bass, 3 different casts. Each bass looks like it's an easy, almost 3-pound fish. They were just magnificent looking. They invited me to go with them, but I had some other stuff I had to get done before I go up fishing again. Hey, I hear the flute play, so that must mean we're coming to the end of the program. That's right. And I like to leave you with a Native American proverb every week. And this one comes from the Huron Nation. It says, listen to the voice of nature, for it holds treasures for you. Listen to the voice of nature, for it holds treasures for you. Wow, that's a very true statement. And remember, you know what? Get out, enjoy the great outdoors, have some fun, plan your garden, do whatever, but get outside. And it is Mother's Day, so don't forget, pick up that new rod and reel for Mom. She'll love it better than the roses, but the roses don't hurt either. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show. And remember to tell all of your friends to like us on Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and to download the ESPN app for free and listen to Chauncey for free. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.